Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, we have an interesting political fight going on, although you wouldn't really know it because the legislature's not in session. But back in the spring of this year, the Republicans in the legislature put forth a redistricting plan, which was promptly vetoed by the governor. And now there is a special court-appointed panel that's been doing a tour around the state to gather testimony, basically, from folks around the state about how the redistricting process should go forward.
Right. And, you know, I suppose it must have kind of got lost in the budget debate last spring, because usually every 10 years the census data comes out, and a year or two after that, you know, as the data is revealed, the various states get to work and start redistricting their political districts.
Well, in some states, they take that census information and they immediately, you know, deliver that to an independent panel. That's not so in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually set up to be something that's decided by the legislature and the governor, but it never gets decided by them.
Yeah, what usually happens is one side will put together a plan and introduce a bill, and the other side will put together a plan and introduce a bill. And whoever happens to be in the majority, their bill passes. And in this case, it might be vetoed by the governor, or in the rare case when one party controls both the legislature and the governor's office, it might get passed, but then the other side will generally sue, and it all ends up in the courts anyways. So it's interesting that they've gone to a special panel a little earlier than usual this year. And of course, redistricting is going to be a big deal, because, you know, given the census results this year, we're seeing, you know, that the population, of course, is still shifting. You know, around Minnesota, small rural towns are still losing population. But we're finding that there are population centers around the state, like Mankato and St. Cloud and Brainerd and places like that, that are gaining population. And some of these places have gained a lot of population, like Moorhead and St. Cloud. And these are places that are going to be prime targets for a redistricting battle, because their districts are going to have to be redrawn mightily in some cases. And so that will cause a lot of friction. Usually the fear is that you'll put two representatives in the same district, you know, and then they have to duke it out. So it's a big can of worms.
It is, but it's also kind of, you know, I mean, it is how the political process works.
It is.
It can have a pretty dramatic impact on the electoral process in the state of Minnesota.
Well, it really does. You know, we've had this gradual shift of representation out of rural and into the Twin Cities. That will continue, but, you know, we'll see this kind of shifting around within rural Minnesota, mm-hmm. too. And so it's going to be that once every 10 years drama that we go through called redistricting.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.